East Coast College Training, July 13 through 19, 2009, Athens, Georgia. Title, Christ Lives in Me. Afternoon Gospel Overflow Meeting.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, so we went out and we handed out the tracts, and I just want to testify one quick thing before, because we prayed actually before we went out to hand out the tracts by ourselves, actually in our entire group, our group of faith. So we all prayed, and I think the Lord blessed it, because we went out, we handed the tract, and we met this brother, Eric Fuller. Eric Phillips. And I just went up to him, handed him the track, and then spoke a few words about, you know, how, you know, your God bottle. And then Sean just spoke a little to him, as well. And he received the Lord.
Amen.
He called on the Lord with us.
Amen.
So that was, I mean, that was just wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I just wanted to add that, you know, and we're in the Bible Belt, so I, you know, I shared with the brothers before we went out that, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, I'm a Christian, you know, I know that already, but, you know, Christians need to hear the gospel too. And so that was kind of his reaction at first, but, you know, he was a Roman Catholic, so that sometimes that's a good entry. It's just, oh, you believe in Christ, so let's just pray together, you know.
Yeah.
So that was his reaction, and Carlos had a bottle with him, so that was kind of our prop, you know. We you know, say, you know, this is like you, you know, this is your being. God wants to fill you like this. So,
amen.
So anyways, it was very enjoyable. We touched the power of God.
Yeah, we did. We did. I really felt that we did really touch the power of God. I really felt cheered up in my spirit. I felt alive. And me and my gospel partner got a little bit built up together.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, this was probably one of the most memorable gospel preaching times that I've had in my college career thus far. I know the brother said don't expect any miracles, but I really think that it was very special what happened. We got out there, and initially our group kind of got split up because of parking and whatever. So we were out, and we were looking for people, and we could not find people. We were like, where are all the kids? We just need one girl to talk to. So our two little groups split up, and almost immediately Pamela and I were walking, and we saw these two girls, and they were on the opposite side of the street, and we're like, okay, these are the first people we've seen. Should we cross the street and run after them, or should we just keep going? So we decided, okay, we're going to cross the street and run after them. So we crossed the street, and we kind of stalked them a little bit behind, and we're, like, walking pretty fast to catch up. And then I was just like, oh, excuse me. And I said something about, do you know where the buses are or something, and whatever. Icebreaker, okay? Icebreaker. So then I said my name, and I said, I'm from Texas. I'm a student from Texas. Pamela's a student from New York, and we were just coming out. We're here for a college training. We were just coming out to kind of get a feel for what the students are like here in Georgia. And I said, have you ever thought about God before, and what do you think about God? And she just kind of was talking about how, like, yeah, I definitely think you need to have a center, especially here in college. It's really changed my perspective. I think you really need to have a center, blah, blah, blah. And so, like, we're listening, whatever, and one of the girls was really responsive, and the other one was just kind of hanging back. And so I started talking to her about eating the Lord. And I just think you really need the body when you do something like this, because I was talking to her about eating the Lord, and then Pamela jumped in and started talking to her about the three parts of man. And I was sort of like, this girl is just nodding her head and smiling. She doesn't know what we're talking about. Like, I was like, Pamela, like, let's go. Like, this is kind of pointless, because in my campus, everybody, like what the brother said, they, like, you say, oh, am I Christian? They say, oh, me too. And then regardless of what you tell them, they just nod and smile, and it's like, are you getting anything I'm saying? Well, then Pamela kept talking to her, and then she goes, oh, yeah, I read a book about this. And I was like, no, you haven't. you don't know about the human spirit. I don't know what you're talking about. And so then she goes, do you guys have a car here? And we were like, no, we don't have a car. We're staying with friends. And she said, oh, that's too bad, because if you had a car, I was going to say, there's this radio station here. And I was like, laughing hysterically. And this girl's like, no, I'm being serious. And she's like, it's 107 something, and it's this old Chinese guy. And he's always talking about the Lord and the Bible. And then she said, one of my friends ordered a book about the three parts of man after hearing it. And we read the book together. And I said, you do not understand what you are telling us. And I said, that college training that we're here for, primarily, the ministry that we're getting into is primarily the ministry that you hear on that radio station. And I asked her for her contact information. I said, we're from out of town, but we have a lot of friends here at an organization, and they primarily get into this ministry. And I said, if you're interested in getting in some more, do you mind if I give some of our friends your contact information? And she was like, oh, sure, that'd be great. So she gave us, I have her email now. And I was just so encouraged. Amen. That, like, I always hear about things like that happening, but to actually experience it, that just uplifted me and was so encouraged me. This morning I was really discouraged. I was like, I'm so tired. It's only the first day, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And then it was the Lord really made himself real to us. Amen. Amen.
Well, I really don't like speaking to people, so I just appreciated that going out in the gospel, it can be in the body.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I really appreciated Kristen's spirit she was really eager to talk to the people about eating the Lord, right? Anyway, I just appreciated going out in the body.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, this was my first time really going out to pass out tracts with people that I really don't know or like speak to them, and so I was really nervous, and I was with Lydia. I was like, Lydia, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do, but I approached this lady and just asked her if she knew Jesus Christ as her Savior, and she said yes. And I asked her if she had a recent experience with the Lord that she'd like to share, and she said no. So I just started to tell her about my experience and how I was just enjoying that I can know this God that is in my spirit, and if I contact my spirit, he can just flow through me. And then just after that, I just felt so released. Amen. I just felt so free, and so I just thank God for this experience.
Amen.
We spoke to a girl named Brianna, and it was really interesting because... It's okay. we just walked up to her and said, can we just talk to you for a minute? And we asked her if she was a Christian, and she said she was. And so we asked her, you know, have you had a recent experience with the Lord? And she said she hadn't. Two people recently had just died in her family. So we were like, oh, we're sorry to hear that, you know. And she just kind of was like, yeah, my mom's a minister, and she's always sending me Bible verses and text messages and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, I had just been enjoying that when we were regenerated, the Lord came into us. Amen. And we can call on the Lord for our life supply because he lives in us.
Amen.
And I had this, I wish I hadn't run over my spirit, but at that moment I thought maybe she would call on the Lord. But I just kind of like, you know, like, whatever, and then kept talking. But I just enjoyed that, just talking to her, she was touched because she was like, oh, thank you so much for talking to me. And I appreciated that. It kind of relates to the conference, the Memorial Day conference, where when we just preach the gospel, it's our enjoyment of the Lord. Amen. And that's what really captures people.
Amen.
So, amen. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Well, the gospel, I think, is a wonderful experience, amen. First of all. Despite any failures, I'm not here to testify of any tremendous successes, but I think there were some lessons that we can learn from our experience. And the first thing is, I think the whole practice of praying Amen. To the Lord and getting burdened Amen. For another human being other than Amen. Yourself
Amen.
Is very important.
Amen. Amen.
And I'll share a little testimony. I was saved through a tract, but throughout all my Christian life, I have had never a real burden for another sinner. I'm a cold and dead person, so I've never had any burden to really realize that they are sinners that need the gospel. And that's a basic burden that I never picked up. And in response to the speaking in these days, in my heart, I would just like to say, Lord, work in me a burden.
Amen.
And second of all, I think I'll just testify a little bit of our experience. We talked to two people. I'll speak on the first person we talked to. And this person, he was going on his way to class, and we read with him the tract concerning the third part. And we initially talked to him about what his experience was. Is he a believer? Is he a Christian? And his answer was, I try to be. How awful. How awful. That's an answer that should grieve us. And I think that really corresponds to speaking in Galatians. Because in Galatians, we're speaking concerning the present evil age. And the present evil age is a religious age where the truth has been degraded. And in our present evil age, we would say, as Brother Benjamin pointed out, is Catholicism and the denominations. He mentioned atheism. That wasn't the issue at hand right now. In the denominations, they are not clear of the indwelling spirit. Amen. And as he mentioned, we may have the problem of sins, which we're taking care of. But sin is an issue that believers are struggling with because they do not have the revelation of the spirit. Amen. So when we spoke to a that person, I think that what I'm trying to say is, the lesson that I'd like to learn is, just because they say they're a Christian doesn't mean our burden should be any less. Doesn't mean the jeopardy is any less. If they don't know their spirit, it can be like they're an unbeliever. They have no way out of their sin. They have no way out of their repeated sins. So we need to speak with the realization that they are in the present evil age without the revelation of the truth of the indwelling spirit. And so, in conclusion, I just told him that the Lord can be his satisfaction, that he has a third part. And that's my burden. Here in the Bible Belt, everyone's a Christian. On this campus, everyone's a Christian. They're all believers. They grew up in the suburbs, they went to a mega church, and they came to UGA with their SUVs. And they're all Christians. But they're still in the present evil age.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
And we need to realize this.
Amen.
Paul does characterize it as evil.
Amen.
And it is a present age.
Amen.
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 All right. I can testify for sure that Sari and I were definitely saved just by going
Amen.
On the gospel. We had
Amen.
Such an enjoyable time.
Amen.
The second situation, the second person that we talked to was a little bit different. This brother, he had already received a track, actually. So we were coming. He was crossing the street. And then, like, we were about to go get him. And she was like, wait, he's coming here. Like, or else we would end up preaching the gospel to him in, like, the middle of a sidewalk or something. So he came over. And then he knew, you know, we were about to talk to him. He's like, yeah, I already got one. Something like that. So then we just asked him, you know, we said we're Christians. We love the Lord. And then we asked him of his condition, if he was a Christian, if he'd accepted Christ. And, you know, he was just like, no, not really. I just got this tract and I read over it. She was like, did you read it? And he was like, yeah, reading over it. I just put it in my bag. So we asked him for a little bit of time and we were talking to him a little bit. But pretty much the striking thing was, I've heard this before, that, you know, in man there's just such a resistance to the name of Jesus. And this became so real and apparent to me, especially today, because we were just like tag teaming. I would say something, then Sari would say something, and we went back and forth. We spent like probably 20 minutes with this guy, and we were just sure, we felt it in our spirit, we were just sure that he was just about to just burst out, Lord Jesus, I love you, or something, just because we were just so, I don't know, intense, I guess, I don't know. But he was just like, you know, maybe today isn't my day. So then we were just like, we were about to leave, and then we were like, so what do you think about sin? And then that led to another 10 minutes, and there were a couple of times where we were just about to go, but we felt like the Lord kept drawing us back and just keeping him there. At one point, Sri was even like, well, there's something in you that's, like, keeping you here. He's like, you can just, I mean, if you wanted to, you could just leave. And he's like, you know. So, he remained, you know. And we were just like, you have a human spirit. And the only way that you can feel satisfied is if the Lord Jesus himself comes in to that spirit. And it's made for that purpose, you know. And so there's something that's keeping you here right now. But he couldn't say at all, like, Lord Jesus, I love you, whatever. And then finally we got him internally. He said he read the prayer at the bottom of the third part. He read that, and then we gave him a minute. We were just praying, you know. Both of us were just so like, oh, Lord, please let him just say something. Let him say please. And he didn't come out and just say something like that. But then finally he was just like, she was like, just say, Lord, thank you, right? And then he said that. He said, Lord, thank you. And then that was pretty much the departing thing. So who knows what happened? Did he really receive the prayer? If he was just not ready to verbalize the Lord's name? But hopefully, I mean, I definitely think a seed was planted. And we confronted that element of Satan that just goes against Christ Jesus. You know, totally.
Amen.
Yeah. I'll just say one more thing. Yeah, I agree with him. The seed was planted. And as we were speaking, we realized, what is that tremendous resistance in his being? All he had to do was believe in a wonderful story.
Yeah.
And a wonderful person, but
Amen.
There was a real resistance. What is that?
Sure. Yeah.
And the Bible tells us there is another kingdom.
Amen.
And so it really demands the prayer. And
Amen.
Also, as Cody's saying, it demands not only we can't expect the first time there's success, but the seed is planted.
Amen.
And as we know, that can be really reaped later.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I think we felt the burden for him.
Amen.
Okay, how about, I don't know how to do this, but that's good, brothers. I'm not going to hurt their feelings, so I can, don't worry about it. But let's try to keep it to a minute. And then if you get cut off, just go get at the end of the line and finish it. Just take another lap. Okay, but just for the sake of, you know, and exercise your spirit and try to release the top portion. This may not be possible, but let's do our best.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Look at this. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Brother Joel and... Where's Brother... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were behind me. Okay, yeah, Brother Joel and I had a really good time. We went out to the student union, and it was, like, saturation point out there. All of you were just all over the place. But we got to talk to some people who were... They said, yeah, I'm already a Christian. But we went out there, and we said, oh, yeah, you're a Christian. So I asked them, okay, so you know you have a body. You know you have a soul. But did you know that you have a human spirit? Most of them were like, yeah, I have a spirit. And I said, did you know that... Your spirit was made so that you can contact God. You can receive God's Holy Spirit at any time. And they're like, one of them was like, wait a minute, there's a difference between my spirit and my soul. I was like, yeah, dude, it's just the Bible differentiates between the two all the time. You know, you've got your spirit, your soul, and your body, three parts, right? And so I told them, your spirit is the organ that God made. So that you can contact him, so you can enjoy him, you can receive his life. That's how you became saved. That's how you received his life. And so we were talking with him for a while there, and it was really enjoyable. He said, I said, okay, so, you know, you're already a Christian. Would you like to pray with us for a minute? And he said, yeah, sure. So I just prayed, and he said, yeah, and as long as you're at it, I've got an exam tomorrow, a biology exam, so could you pray for that? And I said, yeah, sure. So he said, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this brother's spirit.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for Brother Aaron.
Amen.
Lord, thank you that he can contact you at any time.
Amen.
Lord, thank you that he can enjoy you.
Amen.
Amen. And we prayed for his biology exam, and we prayed for everything. So it was really enjoyable. We had a great time.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We went out to preach the gospel, and I got saved.
Amen.
We were looking around, and we saw a nice-looking lady eating a sandwich, so we decided to go over to her. And we read a tract with her, and she ended up reading the prayer with us, which was really encouraging. And she was a former atheist, and she was considering Christianity, but she said, the only thing I don't like about the religion of Christianity is that it's really against bad people, and, you know, if Jesus were real, he would love everyone. And we were like, exactly. Jesus loves everyone, and he died for us, and Christ is actually versus religion. And anyways, it was so good. She seemed like she was pretty open, and I just really felt the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, it was my first time preaching the gospel, and I was petrified. But this little sister who's younger than me, she really supplied me. It was
Amen.
Really sweet. She was so bold to go up to people and just start talking to them, asking them to read with us. And I was like, oh, Lord. Like, okay. But it was really sweet. And you get more of a burden for people as you speak to them. It was so sweet. Just speaking the high gospel to these people, it was amazing. And even afterwards, I felt really kind of condemned that I didn't speak the right thing or that it was, you know, I sounded stupid. But she was like, but she told me, you know, Satan condemns you because he doesn't want you to speak.
Right,
he doesn't
right,
want
right,
you to
right,
do it again.
Yeah,
so
yeah, right.
It's like, amen, I'm going to speak again.
Amen.
Amen. So praise the Lord. We are ambassadors of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I think my top portion is I realize we need the twos and threes.
Yeah.
I think this time was really a learning. We had one experience. Well, most of the people we talked to were Christians. Like, actually, only one of them was not. That one person we got to talk to for about 5 minutes, and he actually did receive we believe he received the Lord, because he did pray with us, not in a very strong way, but he probably received the Lord. So hallelujah. But I just really appreciate that. We really need the twos and threes, because now we have these names that we contacted, but we need to pray for them.
Amen.
You know, because prayer is the only way. So I just really need, and while one of us was speaking, the other was praying, and
right.
You know, it was just, you felt that there was a support.
Right.
So we just can't do this individualistically.
Right.
Hallelujah for the twos and threes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I love preaching the gospel. And I really have enjoyed being with Jeremy. Yesterday we had our twos and threes time,
And the more you pray together with someone, the more you feel you're built up with them. And there's trust built up between the two of you. And I want to testify about prayer. When we got there, we went to the athletic fields. And the first thing we found out when we finally got there was that they were closed. There was nobody around. So we're thinking, Lord, what should we do? And I was concerned for the other brothers with us. So Jeremy and I started walking, and as we were walking, we were praying. We just asked the Lord, Lord, direct our steps. We don't even know where we're at. We don't know this campus to save our lives. But Lord, you know, and you know where to lead us. So he led us to the right place.
Amen.
There's this student kind of like activity center where they have sports stuff, and people were coming and going, and we met a total of 8 people.
Wow.
And we wrote down their names so that we could pray for them, because a lot of times you have a good experience in the gospel, and then you just forget about it. It was, wow, I really had a great time, but I can't remember the name of the person I talked to. So it's good if you meet someone, write down their name, and then begin to pray over the name. And one more thing I want to add. When you preach the gospel, it just starts to make you more sensitive to the people around you.
Yes.
When I walked in this building today, I saw that lady up there at the information booth, and something within me said, just go talk to her. I've just been out in the gospel, you know, with Jeremy today. And so, you know, the gospel's contagious.
Yeah, yeah.
The more you do it, the more you want to do it.
Amen.
And so I asked one of the sisters, so they went up to speak with her and gave her some of the tracts.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So Luba and I were, anyways, both from Newington, but I've been at the training for a year. And so, anyways, I had no hesitations, but I just praise the Lord that we could preach the gospel together.
Amen.
What an experience for both of us. The first sister we actually encountered right away, I was like, okay, here we go. I mean, within seconds, we met her, and she was obviously a Christian, and it was very kind of warming for us. You know, she was an easy contact. But we had talked to the last girl we talked to. She was a tough cookie. we just kind of preached the high gospel to her, you know, about, you know, our human spirit, you know, God's plan, about his economy. And she kind of heard about these things, but she opened up some of her situation to us, and she had such a hard background. She lost her father to suicide, actually. Anyway, and just had all these bad experiences. So she just doesn't have any confirmation of the Lord. Anyway, so we're just so burdened for her. And I just felt so short and like what to say to her after she opened up her situation to me. I was like, anyway. So, yeah.
It was, for me, I'm, like, afraid of preaching the gospel, but I know, like, I know I have a burden for it,
yeah.
But so it's really good to just practice it.
Amen.
And, just, like, talking to this girl, her name is Desiree, like, one thing, I just, you know, when you're, like, around students, sometimes you just, they look okay, you know, not, they don't always look, but, like, she looked okay when we just started to talk to her, but then when she opened and she's, like, you know, when I was 13, I did ask the Lord to be real to me, but he never, like, we don't know what to really say to her, but we kept on talking, and, like, Kim was saying something, and then, like, I was, you know, quiet at first, but then the Lord gave me something, you know, to say, and we just take turns, and it was just a good experience, and, you know, I know that we just, like, by practicing it, we'll, you know, the more we do it, the more we'll be able to do it.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Alicia and I here went out on the gospel, and it was hard to find people at first. It could have been kind of discouraging. But we were walking up the stairs, and she's like, what about this guy? He was older, so, you know, I wasn't sure because, you know, we're going for students. And I was like, okay, so he actually greeted us walking down the stairs before we said anything. Like, you know, how are you, ladies? So she's like, can we give you something? So Alicia gave him a track, and he just stood there and talked to us for a while, and it turns out that, like, do you believe in the Lord? He's like, which Lord? Like, the Lord Jesus, the only Lord? And then I was like, I don't know. But it turns out that he was telling us how he believed that when you receive the Lord, you also receive the Father. And I was like, we were just talking about that today. So we talked to him about the triune God, and I kind of sort of gave the illustration that the brother gave this morning in a short way, like, not just the Lord comes, but all three of them come.
Amen.
And he was like, I believe they're one. I don't know how it works. We're like, that's okay. We don't either. So anyway, we had a really good fellowship. So you know, I was really glad that she was like, can we give? Anyway, he was really open, and we told him where we were. And anyway, he has kids, and he said he might stop by. I said on Sunday it's open, so anyway.
Can I go for a minute? Well, this was my second time, because last summer I was in Texas, and we preached the gospel. But honestly, I just kind of, like, passed them out and put them on the cars. But this time I was with her, and she was, you know, making conversation, and I didn't know we were supposed to do that. But anyway, it was really sweet, because I was just kind of like, how about that person? How about that person? And she's like, no, they're too old. I was like, what about that person? How about that person? But anyway, it turned out really great, because we were talking to this guy. His name was Willis, and he was really open, and he was just, I don't know, it was really good.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I definitely just love the Lord more after preaching the gospel. And, well, I, like, fell and hurt myself right before I went, so I just totally did not want to go. But we got out there, and it was Joanna and I and one other sister, and everybody we came in contact with was a Christian. But we just gave them the tracts, and we just would start talking. And we just would talk as long as they stood there. And a lot of times, like, we'd actually end up stopping the talking because they just stood there and let us talk and stood there. And so it was really great. And I guess Joe will tell you some of the others. There was one guy we talked to, and he said he was a Christian. I said, well, you know, we need to spend time with the Lord. Like, if you have a girlfriend, you probably need to spend time with her. Well, in the same way, because we gave him the one about who touched me. So I was like, we want to be the people who touch the Lord, not just press up against him. And so I was like, so in the same way, we need to spend time with the Lord and in the morning and, you know, really try to have a personal touch with him. So I don't know what he thought about that, but he kind of smiled weird when I said that. Anyway. And then there was a girl named Tori. Oh, and I go to UGA, so we're getting together. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. This is actually my first time going out on the gospel, and I was pretty terrified. And my first, you know, instinct was just, okay, just give him a tract and kind of like, okay, that's it. That's all I can do. You know, but just praise the Lord for the twos and threes.
Amen.
You know, with Lauren and Julie, it was so sweet because, you know, I would kind of like, okay, maybe I should say something when I give them this. And I wouldn't know what I was saying at the beginning, you know, and just kind of stumble over myself. But then, you know, I had these companions that would come in, you know, when I would stop talking, then one of them would start talking. And I just was so impressed with how willing these people were to just stay and listen.
Amen.
You know, they had places to go, I'm sure. You know, they looked pretty busy, but they would just stop and they would listen. They would pull their earphones out of their ears and just listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
And Lauren was saying with this girl, Tori, I found myself even almost like, oh, she looks like she knows what she's doing. She's not going to want to listen to anything that we have to say. But she was so open. You know, she was a Christian, but she said that she hadn't been meeting in a long time. And Lauren said, well, do you want to meet? And she said, yes. So we got her information, and she got Lauren's information. And, you know, maybe we'll see her. And we just have I just have such a burden to pray for her and to all the ones that we talked to today.
Amen.
And it just, praise the Lord, I love him more.
Amen.
Well, anyway, I'm a real big gospel chicken. So when we had to go on the gospel... It's kind of embarrassing because I'm serving and I shouldn't be a gospel chicken. But anyway, we went out and we had a lot of prayer. We were enjoying, we were calling on the Lord. I was like, well, this isn't my campus, so I can just enjoy and not have to worry. And the first person we actually talked to was what Brother Benjamin described. He actually took one of those Bible classes, said he was a strong atheist, and I was just like, what are we going to do? But we gave him a gospel track, and his name is Ryan, and he actually was very open. He said, I don't like religion. And I was like, we don't either. We just started sharing with him about a little bit of what we enjoyed. And, you know, we were trying to get him to call on the Lord a little bit. And I realized, well, he's not open right now. But I just handed him and I just told him, when you're in your private room, just ask the Lord. Lord, if what they're saying is real, make it real to me. And I was surprised. I mean, I saw the response. He wasn't going to pray with us right then, but he was very open. And I was getting saved. And while we were out there, three people called on the Lord with us.
Amen.
And that really encouraged me, especially one I think he's going to share that I just was amazed because I thought, you know, he was a Christian. I was just going to hand him a track and tell him, here's the Bible in the back. You can order a Bible. But we wanted to make sure he was saved, so we had him calling the Lord with us.
Amen. 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 I enjoyed this time. Amen. The preaching of the gospel. It was just enjoyable. Amen. Amen. I think the important thing in this preaching was that we spent time with people. They need this. Not only just give them tract and go away or say this is the website, you can receive the free Bible, but just spend time with them. And when we spend time with this Ryan, I felt good in spirit. Yeah,
amen.
The Lord was glad of this. Amen. Another thing I enjoyed that many of them who we met, they were saying, we are Christians. Yeah. So what's the problem? We can call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we just were calling with them.
Amen.
Amen. And enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I think the we were praying.
Amen.
Amen. Calling upon the name of the Lord and singing.
Amen.
And just enjoying.
Amen.
Amen. The gospel is just enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
Enjoying the riches of Christ.
Amen.
And announce this riches as the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. This was our experience.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just really saw that we're indebted to the human race because we have what they need.
Amen.
And anyway, today we were able to walk around and basically we just did a lot of handing out tracts and saying a sentence or two. But I realized even in our doing that, there was a testimony there. You know, here are these people, it's really hot outside, but they love the Lord Jesus so much that they're going to give you this tract.
Amen.
So anyway, and I was really saved by doing this and talking to these people, you know. Who knows if I'll ever see them again, but I think a lot of them are really open just to receive.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. This was my first time going out to preach the gospel, and I was also terrified. But praise the Lord, I had June with me. Praise the Lord for twos and threes, and she was more bolder than I am, so she like approached, and we handed out a lot of tracts, but I was definitely saved by going out.
Amen.
This afternoon.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Many were open, so praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the gospel.
Amen.
Me and Remy went out to Myers Quad, which is an area in front of the honors dorm, and we were looking for children or students there, and usually it's really congested in that area, but for some reason there weren't as many students in that area, so we found ourselves kind of desperate, and so we wandered off, and we were walking, and we saw a kid across the street, and he was walking, and it was one of those, like, he knows you're coming, because you will cross the street, like, immediate, straight toward him, and so he kind of just, you know, walk slowly, waiting for us. And we got to him, and the closer we got, the more we realized he was looking younger and younger. And so my first question was, like, are you a student here? And he was like, well, no, not really. And I was like, well, what grade are you in? And he said, I'm in 10th grade. And so what he was doing there, I don't know. But we still talked to him, and we were like, well, that's fine. And we told him what we were doing, and then we're like, well, are you a Christian? Are you a believer? And he said, no, I'm a Muslim. And his name is Ahmed. And so we were like, well, like Sri said, this is the Bible Belt, so I don't have much experience, like, praying the sinner's prayer with so many people here. So it's kind of different for me, but anyway, we just told him a little bit about the Lord and the person of Jesus.
Amen.
And who he is. And I told him if he ever is in a situation where he needs to turn and he feels empty, know that there is someone called the Lord Jesus who wants to live inside of you.
Amen.
And he loves even you. And it doesn't matter if you're a Muslim, he wants to get inside of you.
Right.
And Remy said some things, really, really good things about the Spirit. And anyway,
we kind of pretended like we had already established he was a Muslim, and then we proceeded to ask him if he wanted to pray to receive the Lord. And he said yes. And so we prayed with him, and I'm not sure if he knew what he was doing, but he prayed, and he followed our prayer, and then he went on, I guess, to meet his parents. Anyway, but he got saved.
Amen.
And praise the Lord for Ahmed.
Amen.
We met another one.
His name is Sam, and he seemed like a pretty good Christian. Even he knew some of the truth, and we spoke to him about the human spirit. And as we were speaking, I kind of felt the need that, well, if Christ is in him, Christ is in us, then there needs to be that connection, right?
Amen.
Like the Boards of the Tabernacle. And so, we didn't do anything spectacular, but at the very end, we started calling. It's like, oh, Lord Jesus. And then
Amen.
He opened his mouth just a little bit, but I think that was
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, most of the people we met, I think, rejected us. But because I don't know why, but anyways, we were walking on the sidewalk, and I just enjoyed, like, even if someone rejects you, like if they say no, I'm kind of busy, like, you know, they make an excuse, they're going to their class or they have to be somewhere for an appointment, you can still say, well, you want to read this later, you know, and give them the tract, and they can still read it later.
Yeah.
And so I thought this was kind of funny, but this one sister, not this one girl, we came up to her, and May started talking to her about, she's saying, well, we're Christians and we're preaching the gospel, and she said, okay, I'm gonna leave now. And so she left, but we prayed for her.
Amen.
So even though, you know, even though she rejected us, we still prayed, you know. And so I think the Lord will answer that prayer.
Amen.
I myself is a gospel chicken. It's just nothing, I don't know. The gospel is just everything that I'm afraid of, talking to people and talking to strangers, everything. Anyways, so like today, you know, it was hot. We're climbing uphill and all this stuff. And anyways, the Lord was just really shining on me, like how short I am, like, you know, making me desperate, you know, Lord, enlarge my heart for these people.
Amen.
You know, I was so much into myself, but yeah, I just appreciated that, you know, going out on the gospel is such an opportunity, and just, you know, for us to be saved.
Amen.
So anyways, even though we got rejected and everything.
Not everybody.
Not everybody rejected us, but yeah, just not to be discouraged and that us going out is not a small thing.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This was my first time going gospel preaching with the saints. I mean, I've been a church kid, but I've never went out gospel preaching with the group. And we were kind of discouraged at first, because wherever we walked, there was no people. And we were like, where's everybody? And then we went to the dining hall, and we were sitting there, and there was nobody there. And I'm like, why are we here? But I don't know. We just stood there. Anyways, a girl came by, and she would be like the track giver, but then after she gave the track, she didn't know what to say, so I would talk. And then I would I said, are you a Christian? And she was like, yeah. And I said, well, have you received, I said, are you in a denomination or are you Baptist or anything? She said, I'm Catholic. I said, have you received the Lord in your heart? She said, no. So I was just like, you want to pray right now? And she was like, yeah. So I was like, you want to sit on the bench or something? Do you want to sit on the bench and, you know, pray? And she was like, no. I was like, so right here, right now? Like, I was just amazed, because I didn't even have I didn't have to even, go into the whole thing. She was just there. She was just like, yeah. So I was like, okay. So I was like, let's close our eyes and close our eyes. And I was like, is she closing her eyes? Like, this is really happening. And she was closing her eyes. And then we prayed, and she received the Lord just like that. And I was like, I got to call my sister. I can't believe it. Anyways, but it was just so encouraging, because after that, we just started giving tracts to everybody. But, I was just so amazed that, you know, we were just there. Nobody was there, but the Lord brings people to you. And even though we were kind of discouraged, there are people that are really open, and I didn't even have to say anything. She's just like, yeah.
Amen.
I was, as Adjua said, I was a track giver, and I couldn't really speak anything because I was too scared. I am the gospel chicken. But I just really realized how short I was, and oh, Lord Jesus. And many times I was rejected solidly, as Brother Ricky shared. And like I'd be like this, and they'd be like, no, and I'd just walk away, and I'm just like, oh, Lord Jesus. But then I really appreciated that for Adjua, because if she wasn't there, I probably wouldn't say anything. And then she just encouraged me just to actually ask something or actually just to say something. I started towards the end of the gospel preaching. I was like, are you a Christian? And then I realized that that's not enough, because they might not know if they have actually received the Lord. And I realized that some may say they have received the Lord, but maybe they haven't even really contacted the Lord in their spirit. And I just really appreciate that. That speaking builds up the body of Christ.
Amen.
And I just really need to speak more in practice.
Amen.
And I just really realize that I'm indebted to these people.
Amen.
And I just really need to have a heart for them.
Amen.
Well, I actually got saved by being soundly rejected, I guess you could say. We had a lot of positive experiences, but something that I really appreciated experiencing today in particular was just seeing how, like somebody else shared, the resistance in man or just in the environment to be open to the Lord. Crystal and I, when we were walking around, we saw one girl from a distance, and we were like, yes, finally somebody. So we went after her, and then as we were going up to her, somebody else came and met her, and apparently they were going somewhere together. So we tried to rush and get them both, and the person who came to meet her was like, no, somebody's already... two of you already approached us, and we were like, oh, can we just give you something? And he just was like, no. And, like, ushered the girl that we were trying to approach away from us. So we never even looked at her face because she had her back to us. And anyway, when we walked away, we were just like, someone just got snatched out of our hands. Like, we didn't have a chance to talk to her. Anyway, we just really had the sense, like, the enemy is fighting. That's one we missed. And so when we were walking around the dorm that we were by, we just started praying, and I just really had the sense, Lord, everyone in this dorm, I felt like the fighting spirit in me, which I don't touch very often, just rose up a little bit, like, that dorm, everyone in that dorm, Lord, they need to get saved.
Amen.
And then another time, later on, towards the end, we talked to three guys all at once, and two said they were Christian, and one said he wasn't, and anyway, it was pretty positive. We were able to read some verses with them and talk to them about laying hold on that which is really life by calling on the name of the Lord. And the one guy who said he wasn't a Christian didn't really seem to be open. Anyway, when we walked away, I just realized when we were praying, we were praying because we knew, we were like, Lord, you want to save him. And then something in me just kind of responded. And actually, Lord, he wants you to save him. Like, I just realized that person wants to get saved. They just don't know it yet. So anyway, I just really appreciated my heart for man being stirred up by seeing them reject what they need and what they long for.
Amen.
So, amen.
Amen. Well, this was my first time preaching the gospel too, and I was really scared at first. And really, I realized I was just scared of rejection. And then I feel like the Lord prepared me for preaching the gospel because earlier a sister talked to me about... I was talking to her about how I was scared of preaching the gospel on campus, and she goes, it's because you love your face too much. And I said, and I thought about it, and I was like, that's really true. And when I went to preach the gospel today, the guy who rejected us so strongly was like one of the first people we contacted. And I don't like being rejected, but it really saved me to be rejected. And I realized that it's not so bad, and preaching the gospel is not as scary as I thought it would be. And it's really enjoyable even when they're rejected, and it just gave me so much more of a burden for them.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the gospel.
Amen.
This has been the best part of this training for me, the most enjoyable part of this training was going out today. We spoke to all believers. I think Brett, John, and Dustin were their names. And we spoke to a couple other people, but we had extended times with these ones. And I was with Philip and Titus, not with these guys, but they're part of my group. But I was just appreciating, I just remembered this as we were going out and we spoke just to believers, this part from the training. It says, the gospel of God is the totality of the divine truths.
Amen.
The gospel includes all the truths in the Bible. The entire Bible is the gospel of God.
Amen.
And just realizing, whenever we're in the messages or whenever we're hearing the truth, that's the gospel being preached to us.
Amen.
And you consider the whole Bible, the Bible is mainly written to believers. I mean, Revelation's written to the, it's letters to the churches.
Right.
Paul's epistles are to the believers in the churches. So, I mean, the majority of the Bible is written to the believers. The gospel is to the believers. So I was appreciating it. It's like, wow, I really need to have something definite, something fresh to speak to the believers. You know, and you know, when we were going out, we wanted to speak to an unbeliever, wanted to speak, but we just got, you know, the believers. But we needed, I mean, we had opportunities, and we did share some things that we enjoyed from this training, you know, something fresh that we enjoyed. So I just appreciate that. I need to be constituted with these truths so I can minister them to these ones that need to be rescued out of this present evil age. And we were encouraged, I think. The guys I went out with, they had never done this before, and I turned around, and one was running one way to pass out a track, and the other one grabbed another guy. I was encouraged. But even the ones we spoke to, the believers that we spoke to, they were so happy that we were speaking to them. Amen. And they thanked us. Even though they might have had a kind of, what are you talking about at first? At the end, they were smiling and thanking us. Amen. So praise the Lord for the gospel.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for the gospel. Amen. I really enjoyed going out with Joe. We went out together, and Joe's from up north, and I'm from down south here. And it's amazing that the body can get just built up, I mean, the two of us, by speaking. And when you speak, you exercise your spirit.
Amen.
I think I forgot that a little bit, but it really saves you, and it's enjoyable to exercise your spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I'm from Rhode Island. So the couple times that I've passed out tracks up there, sometimes it can be really different and difficult because I guess it's just different up there. And it's hard to get people just to say no thank you. So I came out ready for rejection, but I was really surprised by how many people were just willing to stop and listen. So it gave me the time to practice speaking the gospel to people. So I just enjoyed speaking truth today. And, you know, even became so bold. We were at a stoplight. I was ready to run out to the street and, you know, give people in their cars tracks. But we ended up staying where the Lord was on the sidewalk. So, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I really don't like gospel preaching. And apparently Ashley thought I did. And so, anyway, when I told her I don't, she was just like, well, I was counting on you. So anyway, we did a lot of praying. And I just appreciated that gospel preaching doesn't have to be hard, because this life in us is a preaching life. And so we just prayed a lot, like the whole time, and it wasn't of ourselves, that's for sure, because neither of us like to do it, but it flowed out anyway. And actually, I saw one of my classmates, and so I was able to be like, oh, hey, and that was kind of one of the first people we saw, so I guess that made it a little easier. And then we met this other guy, and he was so open. Like, I don't remember exactly his story. Was he a Catholic or something?
Yeah.
He had grown up Catholic, and so anyway, we didn't know if he was saved, and he kind of admitted he didn't know if he was saved or not yet either, and he was just like, well, I used to pray when I was a kid. Does that count? And just the fact that he opened that up to us, it was so sweet, because it showed that he cared that he might not be saved. And so anyway, the enemy was fighting because he was waiting for his ride, and his ride came right when we were going to pray with him. So we're like, you can say, Lord Jesus, right now. And then his ride came, and he's like, well, I'll think about it, you know. But it saved both of us that we got out there, and we were one.
Yeah, it definitely made me, I don't know, like Carrie said, I was like, oh, my partner's Carrie. This will be really easy, you know. She can do the talking, and I'll just pray and hand them out. But anyways, it was really enjoyable. And like Carrie said, we were just praying a lot. And I just realized when we were leaving, like, this is a practice. And I don't think I would ever do this if it wasn't for this set out, you know, this time set for this. So I just appreciate that. Hopefully by the end of the week, you know, I told Carrie, like, we'll be really good at this, you know, but then we'll have a different problem, you know, because, you know, we have to be dependent on the Lord. So it was good. Amen.
I think this gospel preaching experience really just showed me that prayer and enjoying the Lord is so important. Because at the beginning of, before we set out, we prayed that the people on campus would be open. And we also prayed that we would be open to what the Lord was doing. And then, so we went out, and at first we were just passing out the tracts. And then I turned to Stephanie. I was like, maybe we should say something more to them. But, like, and so the next person came, and so I went up to them, and I was like, are you in a hurry? And, like, secretly I was hoping they would be like, no, I got to get to class or something like that. But they were like, oh, yeah, I'm not in a hurry. And I was like, would you like to speak to us for a while? And they were like, sure. And then so I was just like, oh, Lord. And then, but then we were just talking to her. Her name is Kelsey. And she was just telling us how she felt like there was a higher power that brought us to her, because she was like, I was planning on going to another building, and then she's like, but I just took this way, and then she was like, and then I met you guys, and then I was just like, praise the Lord. And then by the end of it, I was like, well, would you like to call on the Lord with me? Because I told her about our spirit and how we can contact the Lord with our spirit. And then she was just like, sure, what do I do? And I was just like, oh, Lord. And so I was like, all you have to do is just say, oh, Lord Jesus. And so we just called on the Lord together. And then I was so encouraged, because the Lord really wants to do something on the college campuses, and we just have to cooperate with him.
Praise the Lord. As a really shy person, I was really afraid to talk to anyone, but praise the Lord that he gave me a companion. She was really supplying me and supporting me, and I was really amazed at how people are open. They're really seeking the Lord, and we need to just go out and find those people and supply them with the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm a gospel chicken too. But I was really encouraged today, because something that a brother once said really encouraged me today is that the first person you come to is probably going to be one of the hardest, because you're already in your mind or whatever, and the enemy doesn't want you there. So the first opportunity he gets to kind of discourage you is gonna be the first person you talk to, because he doesn't want you to talk to anyone else. And I was with my gospel partner Anna, and the first people we came up to, I mean, the guy he just made fun of us. It was really a shot to your face, but it was okay. Then I was like, man, we must really be in the right place then, because that one, yeah. And then the next person we saw just really touched me. Like, her name has been like repeated in my head like for the last hour and a half. It was this sister, her name was Mylesha, and she was a Christian. And like, we happened to be where all the freshmen were coming out of orientation, I think, because they all had their badges and they looked very tired and hot. So they must have been freshmen at orientation. So they were all coming out, and everyone had like their buddies, they're like group, and there was this one girl just walking by herself, and it was Mylesha, and she just had her head down, and I don't know, I just felt like she was the one that we needed to talk to. Out of all the people today, that was the one we needed to talk to. And so I said, did you happen to get a track? Because there were a bunch of saints in front of us, and I didn't want to keep passing to the same people. And she was like, no, I didn't. She's like, what is it? And I was like, well, are you a Christian? And as soon as I said that, her face just shot up, and she goes, yes. Like, I was just so touched, and so I felt like she was like, oh, yes. And so she wasn't ready to give her contact information, but I have her name, and I'm going to just continue praying for her. And she's a freshman, and if you bump into a little black girl named Mylesha, just grab her, because she's so, I don't know, something really touched me about this sister. So Mylesha.
I've preached the gospel before on my own campus, but this was actually the first experience that I've ever had of preaching the gospel with such a large number of people. And in addition to that, we were preaching in this small strip of land. And my gospel partner and I, we were having trouble, actually. We would have to go with these long stretches of time of not being able to pass out tracts because they already had one. And I just realized, wow, this strip of land is really well covered. And I really felt like, this time was like an offensive. We just laid siege to this strip of campus. And, you know, I don't know if you guys went to the summer training or saw the video training, but one of the brothers was saying, particularly about the gospel of the kingdom, that its primary function is to inflict loss on Satan. Right? And we didn't have any miracles happen to us. We didn't get anybody saved or calling the Lord with us. But I really felt like Satan and his kingdom, which is the present evil age, lost real estate to me. Based on the testimonies that I've heard before me, I really feel today we have inflicted a loss on Satan.
This was also my first time preaching the gospel, and I just have to say prayer and being in twos and threes really work. Because through prayer, all things happen. And the supply of the body is what really helped me. I would have never dreamed of going out on my own and preaching the gospel. And I never really had the burden, but through this brother, I got supplied and nourished. And through him, I got to see how fun preaching the gospel really was.
We really enjoyed being caught off guard with the gospel today, because we just felt like if we had been just anticipating it for Friday, then, you know, there's just all this fear in us, unnecessary fear. So we just appreciated being told, you're going today, just go. And that was like the boldness to just go out. And anyway, we just really appreciated, there's actually three of us, but anyway, I really appreciate it. I'm with these two other sisters in school in Gainesville, and the brothers have been so burdened for us to become a nucleus. So the Lord sovereignly put us together, and we can start practicing to be a nucleus. Yeah. But I feel like the fact that I've been through the full-time training caused these other young sisters to just want me to speak. And I don't think they realize that I cannot speak without them. Yeah. If they were not there, I could do nothing, absolutely nothing. And so I really enjoyed being with them and having their portion and having them speak something and having them hand out the tracts too. And the first girl we met, her name was Miriam. She's Muslim, but she's engaged to a Christian. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And her husband has been, or her fiance has been sharing with her his enjoyment. And so she had really so many good questions. She wanted to know why it is that if God could just forgive us, why did he need to give his beloved son to die? Why couldn't he? He's God. Why couldn't he just forgive our sins? So we got to share about God is righteous. The whole universe would collapse if he did something unrighteous. And she wanted to know about the judgment seat. You know, if he's already forgiven our sins, then why are we going to be at a judgment seat? I mean, just all these wonderful things. And then her bus came, so she just quickly gave us her cell phone number. And hallelujah, the saints here can keep up with Miriam. Amen.
I was really apprehensive to go preach the gospel today, but I just really appreciated that we have our twos and threes, and that we can pray, so we can have the supply of the body. And we actually met another girl. She's a grad student from Taiwan. And when we came up to her, you know, she smiled politely, accepted the tract. But as soon as she found out that my sister and I were also, you know, Taiwanese, like, she just totally opened up to us. And so, you know, I was able to share with her, you know, she has a third part. Amen. You know, and God wants to get into her spirit. Amen. And her face just, you know, she lighted up. She was smiling. And we asked her if she knew the Lord. She said, not really. But she wants to go to a Bible study.
Amen.
You know, so we got her email. And I was just so encouraged. Like, amen, you never know who you're going to meet. Amen. And even if you think you have nothing, you have something.
Amen.
You know, we all can function.
Amen.
Even the fact that, you know, we could speak Chinese was something that could open her.
Amen.
You know, something could, the Lord could flow out something of our enjoyment to her.
Amen.
Anyway, so I just really appreciated we all can function.
Amen.
Amen. I wasn't scared. Wait, but I did think we were going to get rejected when I walked up to these couple guys and I gave them the third part tract. And they said, sure, we'll take it. I said, really? And so I said, yeah, it's about, man has three parts, spirit, soul, and body. And of course, you have a spirit. So they were really accepting, and they said, yeah, we love us some Jesus. And I was like, really? And they started talking. They said, yeah, we're in Galatians right now. We're reading together, and we really enjoy it. I was like, well, we're in Galatians too. And I started sharing with them a little bit. So that was amazing. But I was really encouraged that even if it's for a few minutes during break from class, that I'd like to get together with someone on my campus, and we can go out and even pass out just one tract.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Well, this isn't the first time I've been on the UGA campus. 5 years ago, I did BFA at this, the Tate Student Center, and you know, and back then, you know, I was really excited to hand out Bibles. But today I felt apprehensive, and I was like, why? You know, I've been here before. I should be able to, you know, preach the gospel, and I just didn't have it. But it put in me the burden that I should share on my campus. And I even called up another student, because there's only four of us this fall. And I called her, and I was like, you know, we're going to need to get together so we can, you know, pray and we can preach the gospel. So it just really put a burden in me to preach the gospel on my own campus.
Amen.
Amen. I wasn't really happy when the brother said that we were kind of have to preach the gospel today, because I guess, like the sister said, I wasn't really, like, I don't know, I just wasn't in my head, I guess. And then we went out and we prayed before we went, and I went out with the two sisters, and I got saved. Amen. Because, I don't know, like, we talked to two girls, like, on our way there, but just in between, like, talking to them, just, like, blending with the sisters, like, it was just so, I don't know, it was just really great, because, like, I'm, like, the only person on my campus, like, in New York, but, like, now I have a companion, but still, like, it's different talking to somebody that is not in the church life completely than to, like, talking to somebody else. It's, like, I don't know how to explain it exactly, but, like, just to be, like, with the sisters, like, and a constant, like, the whole entire week, and just being able to, like, share with them, and being able to just preach the gospel together, and, like, praying together, it just really have just, like, given more strength. And, like, I'm still not done with school, and I have, like, I'm missing classes this week, and I have, like, finals and stuff next week, and this is just, like, revitalizing, because, like, I was dying in school, and, like, just, you know, yeah, it's great to, like, talk to the saints, like, on the phone and everything, but just to have this, like, life, like, live thing is just, Lord. Amen. Jesus, it's just, it was really just really, really great.
Amen. Lord. Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed going out there. I guess if this was like a year or two ago, I probably would have been like, but today it was really enjoyable. Amen. I mean, I've been feeling like the more you love the Lord and the more that you, the more you love the Lord and the more you're forgiven and the more you're saved over and over again, the more you have this love.
Amen.
For other ones to be.
Amen.
Saved.
Amen.
And I don't know, we got through to two girls. We didn't pray with them or anything, but there was an opening. And we gave them some tracts, and they really started opening up about themselves and just to reach people. I mean, that's how the Lord was, especially in Luke. He was just the man savior.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Just reached any person, any different kind of person.
Amen.
And I was really encouraged just to speak to people and to pray.
Amen.
And for our twos and threes, I mean, it's really, really so important to pray.
Amen.
And just to keep that first love so fresh for the Lord, because
Amen.
As you're loving him, his love inside of you is built up for others.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I just want to say praise God. That's all I have. I come to say. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Tell you what, I'm so happy. This afternoon, I also was gospel chicken is the term. But I was scared and I was nervous. But praise the Lord that I was, because that gave the Lord room to operate.
Amen.
And I had to depend on the Lord. Not on my own self, not on my own speaking ability.
Amen.
But the Lord, he answered the prayers that we prayed today in the twos and threes.
Amen.
I prayed that he would send us some that were open, some open vessels that were ready to receive the word.
Amen.
And he sent us some open vessels. He sent at least four people. The first one we came to said no. But like the one sister said, the first one's always the hardest. But after that, we got four more. We had a Hindu, a few agnostic people. But they were so open. They didn't pray with us, but they took tracts.
Amen.
And they were really sincere. They said they were going to read the tracts.
Amen.
They were seeking people.
Amen.
And I just know that they were going to. And praise the Lord for all the testimonies so far. It's so encouraging.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed this experience because I feel like I failed so miserably. But praise the Lord, because Satan, all of Satan's lies, they're not going to keep me from going out again. Amen. And so I'm going to keep going out, and I'm going to inflict a loss on Satan. Amen. Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm a first-time preacher, long-time listener. And I was actually saved quite recently, like 7 months ago. But the person that saved me, she pretty much got me with like little phrases. And today I feel like I didn't know much about the Lord, but like the Lord just let me leak out. He just let me like gave me enough to like feel like I touched the person I was talking to.
Amen.
And so I'm grateful for that.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Well, I've been saved for a long time, but and I have had experience preaching the gospel, and I'm a person that, you know, to preach the gospel, you need to lose your face. Right. And I'm a person that, you know, I don't care what other people think, and I just lose my face. But this time, I felt especially nervous. Like, it was different. I felt that I should depend more on the Lord and pray. Amen. More. Amen. And I actually have my partner here, and, you know, he's say seven months saved. And so I was like, okay, I'm pretty much... I thought maybe I was on my own, but he surprised me, you know. He supported me in prayer and also Amen. Talked, Amen. Which I found very interesting. yeah, because you know, for being new, you know, for being that new to talk like that, I mean, it was very encouraging for me. And the main highest point that I saw that is that students really need a friend. They're here, there was a student, he said, I'm glad that you guys are doing this and you are actually open to people. You know, you're not a young one that you just talk to them and they just reject you or they're not social people. But they need love. They need people to care for them. To feed them, so that's what I got from this, that these young ones need love.
Amen. Amen.
At the end of our time, I couldn't find my partner, but at the end of our preaching time, we were so happy.
Amen.
We were just like praising the Lord. Amen. Because we realized that we had handed out about 15 tracts because each one had five. And we're just like, one person is more important than the whole world. Like, can you believe the 15 people got, like, sown into them?
Amen.
So it was really amazing. And this other, the first guy, one of the first guys we talked to, we told him the story about the glove, which we all know. But to him, that was such, like, a revelation. And it was really sweet to see how that, like, all the things that we preach are so new to people. And they're so open, so we just have to speak the truth.
Amen.
Amen. There's my partner, Marty Gittin. Oh, just the Lord has been just so good.
Amen.
I never realized the importance of unity and oneness until I came to the church life. Everything was so individual. I'll do it on my own. But to go out to speak to anyone, I was so scared. I was like, I didn't want to do it at all, but I repented to the Lord. I was like,
Amen.
This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I need to do this.
Amen.
So I'm thankful, so grateful for my partners and my whole group and the twos and threes, and we just prayed and prayed.
Yes.
And before, I never had a burden for anyone else besides my family, but just to go out. Well, since here, the Lord has just been opening me, and I'm just like burdened for, oh, Lord.
Amen.
Just seeing those people today, they actually, some of them were just like, oh, no, you're Mormon. No. Even though we did get rejected, we still, those people, they sat there, and they let us speak to them, and their brother that she was talking about the glove, and just seeing his reaction was like, oh, wow, like they don't know these things, and we are here to do that.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful for the oneness and the unity, because without that, I know I would just be so lost. And just the twos and threes are so important, and the prayer together, the oneness of the body has just helped me so much.
Amen.
Much. Amen.
I just can't believe that I ever consciously avoided doing this, that I ever thought, this is way too scary for me. This is something that I cannot do, right? And in the ministry, you know, Brother Lee tells us, we should have one remaining fruit per year, at least, right? And each one of us can do this. It's not too much to expect from yourself, you know? And you just give yourself to the Lord. You know, I'm a senior, and I'm graduating, and this is the first time I'm doing this. I've been a church kid all my life, and I've been saved, you know, for 8 years, and this is the first time I've ever gone out, and I'm just thinking of all the people that I've met, all the friends that I've had, that I never said a single word. And you know what? I just think, Lord Jesus, forgive me.
Amen.
You know, Lord, I want to go back to my campus, and I want to be one who preaches this living, you know.
Amen.
I want to be living this gospel.
Amen.
I want to be telling everyone I know.
Amen.
Because it's such a joy,
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
To go out and to tell people that, you know, they can live by a different life.
Amen.
That they don't have to try to be good.
Amen.
That they don't have to live by religious, you know, doctrine. They don't have to try to do anything. They can live by a life that will just be in them.
Amen.
So I would encourage all of you to just go back to your campus.
Amen.
And to just not be afraid. Don't be afraid to lose your face,
Amen.
Right? And be vitalized. Be
Amen.
Built up with the twos and threes.
Amen.
Find a companion. And really go out with this companion and just talk to people. Just start talking,
Amen.
Right? Brief, last thing, you know, we were getting into, back in Gainesville, they were telling us how, you know, we wait for the Lord to move us, right? But they gave us the example of a parked car. How do you steer a parked car, right? The Lord needs us to start moving
Amen.
So that he can steer us.
Amen.
So just go out on the campus and he will move you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Just quick, one moment, saints. It won't be that long at all, I promise you. I just wanted to say that prayer does work. It
Yeah.
really does do effect on the gospel work, how you speak to people,
Yeah.
how you approach them. He will give you wisdom. I was a little nervous myself. It was one of the first times I ever did go out and preach God. one thing is that I was going out. I was having a hard start at the front, but at the end, I was able to actually speak to someone.
Amen.
I was saying, oh, Lord Jesus, you gave me someone. I told him about it. I told him what it was, and he said, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. I got all these Bibles. Really now? Okay. Have you read it? Yeah, I read a little bit. Well, I got this awesome free Bible that's waiting for you. Oh, I got a Bible. Does it have free footnotes? Yeah. It has a summary after each chapter. That's cool. But you know what's so cool about this? It's in every single verse. And he was like, really? And yeah, and you know what? It's all free. So he said, oh, really? Where can I get this? On that website. Thank you very much, man. I guarantee you, my heart just sprang out and said, hallelujah! Amen.